Hello, patron. Welcome to the post show for episode 4 of Roleplay Bar Verona. It's so nice to see you. Except I can't. I'm just looking at my camera. But if you look like a camera, you look great. So Jason, you just about died. How was that for you? You
could have died. Yeah, man. God, when you said 2d6 plus 1 damage, I was just like, yep, I'm done. Like 8 hit points. There's no way I'm living through this. Like, it's just gonna be super bad. Yeah, just like 10 minutes. Like, how the hell is this gonna, am I not gonna die? I just don't know. I don't know what.
Yeah, that'll be the thing, right? Like, find somewhere safe to take Jason so that you don't take any more damage. Because, like,
that's if they can.
Literally, yeah. Even one more damage, and you are just toast. You're a fragile little baby right now. So,
jeez, from falling down, like, 20
Listen,
feet.
falling two stories onto your back onto some broken rubble and rebar is bad. It's the human body.
Rebar. Back. I was like,
yeah, rebar.
Yeah.
Yeah. Right. Yeah.
Yeah.
Construction sites are full of dangerous shit. Like the door clearly stated, don't go out there. It's dangerous.
Yep. You're not wrong.
Who wanted to go? I just can't remember who wanted to go past that door. So.
Let's not point fingers, okay? It doesn't matter who wanted to go. Here's the
thing.
We all had
to get out there.
I shot the chain, okay? And then he said that he was going to kick it, and instead you changed it to he, like, steamrolls through it, completely, like, not in control of his body mass or something, so that he fell. I mean, I think if you kicked it from on the stairs, you wouldn't, like... Yeah, but he wasn't, like, taking a running jump at it, right? Like, he was just kicking it.
Well, he did now. He came through, what was
it? Yeah, it's too late now. I know, but I felt so...
Described as.
Yeah, I felt so bad because he was like, well, I'm going to break the stairs. And I'm like, why are you breaking the stairs? Just go out the door.
And that's the thing, right? Like, if I say something that doesn't check out with your internal, like, logic of the narrative, you can just be like, oh, no, I wasn't envisioning it like that. I was thinking of it like this instead. And then I'll be like, oh, okay, cool. So, yeah, like, just because I make declarative statements about shit doesn't necessarily mean, like, I'm just trying to keep things going. If you're like, actually, you know what? Hold on. I want to do something that's different than that. It's totally okay. You can tell me. Also, whatever. I gave you a chance to make a saving throw. You failed it. That's fine. That's
exactly. Saving throws. That's it. That's the chance.
I'm glad I took that healing skill.
Oh, thing. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah,
you're an excellent member of House Serpents.
Yeah.
You Jason's going to work. The two main things, you can heal people, and you're a member of the psychic secret police. So you got it covered. You're going to make somebody an excellent wife someday.
Yeah, Jason's definitely going to own Nomi one after this. For sure. Mm-hmm. If I get through it.
I really like, and this is a great thing about playing role-playing games with an audience, I really like, especially with the Far Verona audience, one of two things will always happen whenever anyone does anything at all. It's either like these two characters are in love and they're going to bang, or one or both of them are synths. Like literally any incongruous detail. It's like he looks at you and raises an eyebrow and Chad is just like, he's a synth.
Yeah.
Fucking eyebrow raising synth motherfucker. I know that. That's a robot eyebrow. Or
I've joined the
they're
wave.
Like, yeah. Or they're like, they're going to bang for sure. Totally.
Classic RPG
Someone's like,
audience.
Oh man, I love kebabs. I'm like the first to type it in chat now. I'm like, synth! It's a synth!
Yeah, that's right. Robots eat them.
Only kebab lovers are synths, and synths are kebab lovers. Yeah, that.
It's their traditional food. Yeah.
The kablimp is my favorite.
You want to talk about the kablimp?
Yeah. I think they went well, considering everything.
One of my favorite mechanisms from this game, and one that I'm so glad the character sheet has an option to roll back in, is the luck save. Because there's so often as a GM where the players are like, is this a thing? Does this happen? And I'm like, there's no skill involved. Like, we just need to make a roll. So the game having a mechanism to be like, I don't know, let's see how lucky you are, allows me to give you a chance for just about anything. To be like, cool, I pull open the door. Is it a gun store in there? What are the chances it's a gun store? I need a gun real bad. And I can just be like, I don't know, roll with this like penalty or whatever. And so we got to use that a bunch of times today.
I noticed like in the character sheets, is it like the different class types have different luck saves? Like some classes are like
I can't remember. I think everybody has the same progression of saving throws. I don't know that it changes. Yeah. It's a difficult save, which indicates that luck is usually not on the PC side, but it is fun to be able to say like, yeah, there's a chance that there could be a working fire suppression system.
Right.
It's a nice way to gamify that need to be like, yes, and to everything, because I think that can be, this isn't the kind of game for that. This is a more like sort of traditional authority model, but it is nice to be able to just throw out like, that doesn't seem reasonable, but if you can make the roll, sure. Let's say yes to that. But yeah, as always, people who own food vending carts, it never goes well for them. Like, it's just not a safe thing to do. Not a safe job if you're an NPC in a role-playing game.
My cabbages.
It was cool. Right, exactly. It was really cool seeing Nomi take a bit more of like a, like taking on the sort of leadership role this time, being like, okay, I have a lead. We're going to go and pursue this thing. How was that for you guys? How'd you feel about that?
It was cool. And especially for Booker, it made sense even just like in character wise, be like, well, I mean, you know, this guy, why wouldn't you take the lead on this one? I'm not gonna, you know, as much as like his role of the group is to be a leader. He also defers, you know, to his squad mates, as it were, when it makes sense. And it was nice to see Nomi do that. Although Booker didn't actually get to see much of it. He was just, you know, fucking around with Kebab and shit.
Also, like, as a player, I like having the opportunity to inject some like backstory into the character. So like making it this person who like knew, you know, I haven't like talked about my parents, but this is like a cool opportunity for me to just be like, yeah, you were friends with my dad, my mom didn't like you, and to like kind of throw those little tidbits that make the characters feel more real and more like fleshed out.
Yeah. And I wanted to talk about that. So that's the kind of thing that making those sorts of statements is totally okay for me. Like, I'm not going to be like, oh, actually, like, his mom really liked you, because I don't know anything about this character either. And I'm happy to be like, cool, I'm going to just go ahead and write that down in case this character survives. That kind of thing. And like the connect role particularly is a really good way to be like, I'm going to make a declarative statement about a person that exists. Then I'm going to make a role and we're going to see if I can get access to them or what they think. So you could say like, on this planet, my ex-boyfriend is here and I want to go and like meet with him. And that's what the role is for. It's kind of like the luck roll where we go like, okay, cool. That sounds more or less difficult. I'll give you a difficulty. You roll it. And if you succeed, cool. There he is.
Yeah. It's fun. So that was fun for me to like be like, this is what I want the characters to look like. And this is how I want to like have my character relate to them. And then you tell me whether or not they exist.
Mm. Yeah. And mostly what I'll end up doing if you fail, rather than just be like, no, sorry, that nothing happens. They're not there. I will find a way to complicate it. I'll do the to rerun a overused metaphor. The mechanism here is Han in Empire, and he's like, I need somebody that I know.